What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look at some of those local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Panamanian state withdrew the civil lawsuit that it filed just 3 days earlier. This is against Credit Corp Bank S.A., from whom it demanded compensation of $600 million for its alleged participation in the scheme of bribes that the construction company Odebrecht distributed to Panamanian politicians and officials between the years 2010 and 2014. This Monday, lawyer Carlos Munoz Pope, representing the Minister of Public Security, Juan Manuel Pino, presented the documents before the Second Liquidation Court of Criminal Cases, in which he announced that he was withdrawing the civil action against the bank. The lawsuit has been filed against the bank in his capacity as a civilly responsible third party last Friday, but the executive had not reported anything about it until last Sunday. It became known through the digital Porto Foco. This Monday, shortly before it became known that the state was withdrawing the claim against the bank, Credit Corp issued a statement in which it stated that it has never been charged in the Odebrecht case, although three former executives of the entity pleaded guilty and agreed to a settlement agreement, collaboration and punishment with the public ministry, and that complies with all obligations and supervision processes before regulatory entities. It was also indicated that they were operating completely normally. Last Friday, the Minister of Security also filed a lawsuit against former presidents Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal and Juan Carlos Varela, also for Odebrecht bribes. Both will be tried in this case starting next September the 27th. Two of Martinelli's sons have already been convicted and imprisoned in the United States for confessing that they laundered at least $28 million in bribes from Odebrecht and will also be tried in Panama, but before the Supreme Court of Justice for their status as Parlison deputies. The leaders of the Democratic Change, the CD, and the Panamanista parties assured on Monday that the pact of their alliance, which was announced on Sunday, is based on issues and agreements for the benefit of the country, and that they leave the door open to add more groups to their electoral union ahead of the 2024 general elections. Among the agreements of both Romelu Roux from the CD and José Blandón from the Panamanistas agreed upon is, for example, a reform of the constitution, but through a constituent that, among other aspects, reduced the size of the National Assembly. They're also in favour of an anti-corruption agenda in which the budget of the Assembly, public spending, is reduced. According to Blandón in Telemetro, the legislative budget is exaggerated compared to when he was a deputy. The issue of financing the Social Security Fund program is also on the alliance's radar. This is a priority that cannot be postponed any longer, said Blandón. And for his part, Romelu Roux said on TVN that they're open to other parties joining and that they want to make it clear that this is an alliance that is based on principles and objectives. We want all those who agree with dismantling the current system, a corrupt, clientelistic political system, that joins in with us, said Roux. While Blandón pointed out that we're open, and yesterday's message said it more clearly, to adding other actors to the alliance because we believe that it is important that it be a great broad alliance, that they coincide with us, that this country needs a profound change, that needs a new constitution. They assure that they agree to seek measures to generate employment in the country and reactivate the economy as well as reduce public spending. Blandón assured that they agree that the next government must declare a moratorium on mining activity and reform the mining code. Regarding the issue of the bill promoted by the executive to repeal Law 6, that's the law of 2002 regarding transparency, both politicians have been against it. However, Roux asked that the project be withdrawn from the Assembly and announced that if it was approved, he would repeal it if he became president. Both Roux and Blandón insist that the important thing about their alliance is that it is in favour of Panamanians. The most important thing is that we agree on the need to go together towards the elections, and we agree on a state agenda on the points that we have mentioned. There are many other points on which we agree that are also important, such as the issue of education, health reform, etc., said Blandón. Neither politician wanted to mention who would lead the alliance that they pointed out will be known on the 16th of September, when simultaneously both groups in their respective boards make their alliance official in the first instance. On the 16th of September, which is the day we have our board of directors in parallel, we're going to test the alliance, and the presidential payroll will also be approved, said Blandón. The National Aeronaval Service, SANAN, reported that on Sunday night the site of the AN-141 helicopter accident was located in the mountainous area of Coclesito, province of Coclé. The authorities confirmed that due to the difficulty in reaching the accident site, the condition of the crew members is unknown. SANAN reported that the crew was made up of Captain Javier Hinestrosa, the pilot, Major Felix Barrea, co-pilot, and First Corporal Hector Atencio, technician. In addition, the aircraft continued to carry out a relief mission, which is transporting personnel and cargo from the Naval Air Stations on the Caribbean coast. Due to the difficulty of accessing the accident site, the conditions of the crew members is unknown, but efforts to reach the accident site are being exhausted, SANAN said in a statement. Likewise, it was highlighted that a team has been formed with search and rescue agents and special forces from the security establishments who are already in advance towards the scene of the accident. After the cancellation of the tender for the construction of the new headquarters of the National Cancer Institute, the ION, on the 11th of January, the amount of which was $434.8 million, there is no concrete progress on a new tender. While the current ION facilities on the slopes of Ancon Hill and Panama City are too small for the at least 5,000 new patients who enter each year to receive medical care. On the subject, the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, indicated that there are two strategies for the work. Start with the first phase, which costs $72 million, or completely construct the building for at least $480 million. Sucre did not specify a date when the project could be put out to tender and begin, but added that the president wants a new oncology project to be carried out. However, on the 22nd of March, in the Budget Commission of the National Assembly, Sucre stated that they really do not have a date to build this new hospital. The president gave instructions for its construction so that the Ministry of Economy and Finance, the MEF, looks for strategies so that the ION can be financed, said Sucre, during the inauguration of the new Infinity Linear Accelerator at the ION, where they also participated, the President of the Republic, Laurentina Cortizo, and the First Lady, Yasmin de Cortizo. The National Director of Health Infrastructure of the Ministry of Health, Carlos Candanedo, he explained a few weeks ago to La Prensa that he already has a complete and consolidated specifications to continue with the bidding procedure on the Panama Complus electronic portal. Candanedo stressed that it has a 4.3-hectare plot of land located behind the City of Health in the township of Ancon. The legalization process was carried out before the Administrative Union of Reverted Assets for the allocation of this land to the nation for the use as the administration of the Ministry of Health. Organisations, unions and citizens are not the only ones who point out that Project 1031, which repeals Law 6 of 2002 on transparency in public management, would leave the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information with powers to pair the state bodies. That is also interpreted by the President of the Supreme Court of Justice, Maria Eugenia López. The judge, in a note she sent to Government Commission of the Assembly, asked to review and adjust the document that repeals Transparency Law 6, because if not, ANTAI would be above the rest of the public authorities, including the three organs of the state. López Arias refers to Article 22 of Project 1031, which grants ANTAI the power to, in a binding manner, to give an opinion on the information that will be classified as reserved or confidential access. Now, this call for attention occurs despite the fact said the magistrate considers that in general terms the project is an advance, since according to her criteria it improves access to public information. Well, Article 22 of Project 1031, promoted by the executive, states that the subjects obliged to provide information will send the resolutions issued to the governing and guarantor authority, in this case, ANTAI, according to the project. At the level of consultation in which the information is classified as reserved or confidential access with its respective background, so that ANTAI decides in a binding manner what is appropriate within 30 days following the date of receipt, verifying that the said classification complies with the requirements established by law. The judge makes it clear that the figure of consultation is not the appropriate term. In addition, she warned that establishing that ANTAI will decide in a binding manner makes a supra-authority, which would be above the rest of the public authorities, including the three organs of the state. Now, during the last few weeks, authorities, unions, civil society, organisations and citizens have sent a series of recommendations and reproaches to the Government Commission, following the insistence of the executive and the legislature to repeal Law 6, in the middle, of course, of the pre-electoral year and without having allowed a broad and prior consultation with all sectors of the country. In addition, they've asked the executive to withdraw the project from the National Assembly, considering it disastrous and a setback for the transparency and democracy of the country. And on that note, we'll leave it there. That's our look for this morning. Those are some of the items in the local news compiled for you on this morning's programme.